Let's talk just a bit more about the new CD. I know I keep flashing back and forth to it. There have been some questions that about specific songs, and the one that I think about is The Chosen One, because the lyrics are sort of about the lead character of the song feels like she's never going to be to find a happy relationship. And as you said, you're married, and so do you find that throughout your writing, you've written from character viewpoints, from your own viewpoint, from both, and how do you sort of reconcile people who might say, well, you wrote that song, but you're happily married. Is there something wrong? Is something up? That sort of thing.
Okay, well, first of all, I wasn't married when I wrote that song. And because I only just got married last year.
Oh, well, mazel tov.
Thanks. No, my husband and I have been together for 9 years, but we only just got married last year. But this last CD, Find Me in particular, is probably more personal than anything else I've done, even more personal than my early stuff. It's all from my personal point of view. If I'm using the word I or me, it's going to be about me. It's going to be personal. And Chosen One was basically, I just like a little insecurity. It's like I never wanted to be married. My entire life, I never found it an important aspect of my life. I've never been like the kind of girl who would always dreamt about her wedding day and wanted to plan everything. And in fact, when I got married, I didn't plan anything. It just wasn't a big deal to me. But what I did want and long for was the feeling of having been chosen by someone. You know what I mean? It's like that's something that I never, even when I was in successful relationships, one in particular, I still didn't feel chosen. I felt, I almost felt like it was a convenience more than anything. I've never felt special enough to be specifically chosen by one person to spend the rest of their lives with me. And so basically it was woe is me, self-pitying kind of tune, but, which doesn't apply anymore because I've since married, but, it's still valid.
The songs are about you. They're not about characters who have these situations.
Exactly. Even the song Charlie, which is inspired by Charles Crumb, that song is not about Charles Crumb. It's called Charlie, but it's really about me. So,
could you talk?
And,
go on.
I'm sorry. I was just going to expound on that in stark contrast to my last CD, which was Many Worlds Are Born Tonight. That CD was personal in a different way, where that was more about fantasy and characters, and it was just, a lot of that was really outside of myself.
Could you talk a little bit more about Charlie?
Well, I guess, I don't know. I think I was very moved in a weird way by the documentary Crumb, which is about Robert Crumb, the famous cartoonist, and all different aspects of his life was covered in that documentary, including the lives of his two brothers. And they did not have a particularly happy life and childhood, I should say. It was kind of, they all wound up having a bit of strangeness to them. And I'm trying to be kind here.
It's a very unsettling at times documentary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, very unsettling. And it's something I can really identify with. Now, it's not to say that I can identify. I mean, Robert Crumb he's a weird dude, okay? But he found a place in life. He found some place to be acceptable and to get out his demons, whatever they are, and do that thing. His other brothers, Max and Charlie, I don't think they successfully found their places, and they had a lot of demons, that's for sure. And I felt so, I don't know, just very moved by the sadness. And I just felt like I had the kind of childhood, you know, certain things about my past where I could have wound up, you know, like Charlie. I could have wound up not having the happy life that I have. I feel like I'm, you know, well-adjusted and successful, at least enough for me, and I feel happy. But it could have gone in such the other direction, and that's what Charlie's about.
I could have been Charlie. I could have been dead. Could have been hopeless. Put a hole in my head. There's a fine line between us, Charlie and me. Soon to be forgotten.
Well, where can people find me? CD Baby and other venues?
Sure. CD Baby has it right now, and, you know, it just usually takes them a while to get everything scanned and get everything up and running, so it should be any day now where they're making it available. I don't have it on my website yet, but I hope to have it up there soon. I'm trying to get my website overhauled, reworked, and so it's not for sale there yet, but everything else is still for sale there.
Okay. Will it be available digitally, do you know, through eMusic or iTunes?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Happy, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you sitting down with me, and I hope that everyone who is listening will run to CD Baby and Find Me will be available. I love it. It's one of my favorite CDs of the year. There you go, folks. My interview with singer, songwriter, producer, musician, Happy Rhodes. Once again, her brand new album, Find Me, is available through CD Baby. If you click the link on any of the songs that appear on the playlist, or go to the Delicious Agony forums where I'll post the playlist for this episode, you will find your way to her website. And from her website, you will find your way to purchasing that terrific new album. She also has several of her older works for sale. You can find those through her website as well. If you missed part of the interview or want to share it with your friends, we archive it on the Delicious Agony website. Just click Interviews in the left-hand menu. If you like what you've heard, please consider supporting Delicious Agony by going to our homepage and either clicking on our Google links or banner ads, or making a donation through our PayPal link. We depend on listeners like you to help us continue to bring you the best in progressive rock. Thanks again for tuning in to Shadow and Light, and remember, we bring you the best progressive artists and the best progressive music right here on Delicious Agony.
Do you remember a guy that's been in such an early soul? I heard a rumor from crowd control. Oh no, don't say it's true. They got a message from the action man. I'm a happy, I hope you're happy too. I've loved all I needed to love. Sordid details following. The shrieking and everything's killing me. Just pictures of Jeff girls and synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hair. Yes, I'm hoping to kick, but the planet is glowing. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie. He's strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. Time and again, I tell myself I'll stay clear tonight, but the little green wheels are following me. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. I'm happy, I hope you're happy too. One flash of light, but no smoking pistol. I've never done good things. I've never done bad things. I've never did anything out of the blue. Oh, 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 and want an axe to break the ice. I want to come down right now. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie. He's strung out in heaven's high. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie. He's strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. My mama said to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mama said to get things done.
Thank you.
can see the purpose now. And all I've learned are the roads and where they've turned. I can see everything, the total truth. I'm ready for another you.
Now all that I can think
my God, he was through. Find me. Why did